satellite imagery coming through. We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
This bill will require the storage of personal, private information.
We know that these are testing times for everyone here and for everyone sworn to protect democratic freedoms.
Is gone. Sean isn't here. And he doesn't know I'm doing this. In fact, as you and I sit here speaking, Sean is working on what I'm sure he thinks is another great episode of his, finger quotes, security podcast. Security? Pathetic. Or if not pathetic, then at least generously underinforming. I wonder if he did that on purpose, actually. Do you think so? You think he'd be putting out material that was false or knowingly incorrect? Do you think he's here to help you? Yeah, I don't know. So while Sean's busy working away, I thought I'd take this opportunity to hijack his show and give you a few public service announcements of my own. You see, I've got things that I think are important, and frankly, I don't think Sean has really touched on them, or he willingly gave false information last season. Either way, now it's my turn. I suppose the first question you have is, how did I manage to do this? How did this even get into the Something to Hide feed, or the Sadly Lacking feed, or iTunes, or Stitcher? Well, it's easier than you think. Most of these things are all linked anyway. You really only need to infiltrate one aspect of Sean's computer and boom, you've got full access. Well, at least enough access to get a password, and from there, it's all about social engineering. Just pretend to be him. You see, about a month ago, I downloaded Elite Keylogger from the web. It's completely free, by the way. It's a keystroke capturer. If you're not sure what that is, it's pretty straightforward. It runs on Sean's computer in the background, undetected, and it records every single key that Sean touches. Yes, that's right. Every single key. Every space, every period, every exclamation point, and everything in between. That includes passwords, by the way. It was just that simple. Once I installed the keystroke capturer, I had a log of every site that Sean was going to, including his email providers, how many times a day he goes on Reddit, the porn sites he visits, and, of course, his email addresses and passwords. A great little thing, a keystroke capturer, and completely free. How good is that? It's free. So it wasn't tough once that was installed. I waited until I had enough information on Sean and then just uploaded this file to the appropriate feeds. When it came time to pretend to be him, that wasn't hard either. A few quick lines and a URL to the miserable bastard, and here we are, sitting together, listening to me talk, all the while Sean is completely clueless. He's in for a treat, you know. Sean, that is. His smugness infuriates me. But I'll be able to wipe that smug grin off his face soon enough. He's got no idea what's coming to him, but I can't wait to share it with you. Stay tuned.